Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, health, peace, and sustainability for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its management. In this episode, we'll be joined by Susan Andrea Warmington in New Orleans. We're listening to her song, How Could I Live, from her album, Jazzmakin'. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Susan Andrea Warmington, originally from Jamaica, joining us from New Orleans, USA. And Susan Andrea Warmington is a singer-songwriter, teaching artist, writer, animal advocate, activist, and vegan. Welcome, Susan, for joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Marlene. I am so excited to talk to you again. Hi!
I'm excited, too. Thank you, Susan. Oh, I'm glad we can catch up. It's been a while. Yes, yeah, so Susan, I'd love to hear about your most recent venture with your song classes for women for self-care.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's been a very interesting journey. You know, in the past couple years, you know, for everybody, it's been really quite a journey, you know. And for me, it was a very sad journey because I lost my sister last year. And it was such a heart-rending loss for me that the only thing that could keep me afloat was actually singing. You know, I've sung all my life, and singing has always been such a comfort to me. And I basically found myself singing my grief away, and I found a program called Sisters in Harmony, where I ended up learning how to teach women how to use singing as a sort of medicine, as a sort of uplifter of their selves and their spirits and everything, you know. And so, you know, I've been on this new journey as a song leader, and particularly to teach women to use singing as medicine. So that's been, you know, the latest thing on my journey. Yeah. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. And you have a event coming up soon?
Yes, I do have an event coming up soon. It is all online, and it is an introduction, a free introduction to all my singing workshops that will be coming up during the year. It's on August 26th, and it is on Eventbrite. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun. We'll do some singing. And we'll do some healing together, because to me, singing is all about healing. And, you know, we sing songs that are, you know, uplifting with the lyrics, and the melodies are happy and thoughtful. So, yeah, just go on Eventbrite and look me up. You'll find me. And it's just a short mini class talking about singing and singing songs.
Beautiful. Thank you, Susan Andrea Warmington.
The time for the introductory free class is going to be at 3 p.m. Central Time. So wherever you are in the world, you can figure that out. But just remember, it's on Eventbrite, and you can follow me, and you will see all the times for the future classes that I'll be giving.
That's great. Thank you, Susan, and very helpful. And I'm also happy to hear that you also work with sound bowls and healing. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was all part of my new journey. Sound therapy is something I was very interested in because, to me, you know, music and sound is like, you know, everything next to animals, you know. And I did a sound therapy course with a little school out of England. They taught me all about sound bowl playing and, you know, with crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. And I started playing the kalimba, just making beautiful sounds that really soothe the anxious spirit, you know. And so I've been, you know, helping people by playing beautiful, soothing music for them. And it's just so simple to do. And it's been a help to me as well, you know.
That's great to hear. Thank you, Susan. And I'd also like to hear about your experience with veganism, both in New Orleans, and then let's talk about Jamaica as well.
Sure. Well, in New Orleans, it's actually improving. In the past couple of years, there has been a sort of new surge in veganism here in New Orleans, I'm happy to say, and there is quite a few vegan restaurants now, and you can order, and they'll deliver, or you can go and sit down, and that's always nice, sitting with your fellow vegans and having a meal. Beautiful vegan restaurants. I noticed, too, that, like, certain places that I wouldn't eat at anymore since becoming vegan and everything, they've started to open up vegan menus. So, for instance, there's this great pizza place that I couldn't eat at anymore. And now they have wonderful vegan pizzas due to the demand. So I'm really, really happy to report that. You know,
I'm glad to hear about that too. Yes. And how about in Jamaica?
Jamaica is also like a burgeoning vegan community. It's fantastic. I'm just walking down the street. I saw two vegan restaurants. There was an interesting one with Aki Pizza. You know, Aki is our national dish. And so they have Aki Pizza and all kinds of wonderful beverages and stuff. And they're very careful vegans, you know, ethical vegans. And the Rastafarian movement, a lot of Rastafarians, you know, are vegan, you know. So they kind of started that many years ago. When I was a little girl, you know, they didn't just not eat pork. They didn't eat meat in general. And there was this wonderful song that a Rastafarian guy, I heard it on a vegan show years ago, and he was saying, "No blood, no bones in the kitchen." And it was just, you know, it was such a moving song. And they also have started their small vegan pop-ups and stuff around the island. So, yeah, Jamaica is really coming far with veganism.
Yes, I'm happy to hear about that, too.
Yes.
All you for kill for eat.
For real, King.
And them say swine and them dinner.
So when I got no more in there, you know.
No bones, no blood in our kitchen. We're not gonna mix up in a vampire living. No bones, no blood in our kitchen. Say Rastafari, you're my greatest ambition.
Man, this is enough for them, not showing respect for life. Run, here come the butcher man, when he come in with his knife. I'm more pain, I'm more death, I'm beer murder. Life didn't take for them steak and hamburger. They rain the plants, I'm seed in the mud. Then to take you some fresh and go buzz of blood.
How long have you been in New Orleans?
I've been here now, my goodness gracious. It's been 8 years now. Outside, I have a beautiful mulberry tree, and I can get full on mulberries. Seriously, I can go outside and pick mulberries during mulberry season. I can get about like 5 pounds just from one picking from one picking time. And I'll eat a whole bunch of mulberries and I'll be satisfied like for hours, you know. And I also, you know, love apples and watermelons and, you know, wonderful things that I can just pick from my garden. I've been learning how to plant tomatoes and I make a really fantastic tomato soup. So in this time, growing your own vegetables is really a wonderful thing to do. And being a vegan will save you a lot of stress and money.
Thank you, Susan.
And then I've been a vegan now probably about 6 years.
We're listening to Susan Andrea Warmington, joining us from New Orleans. Susan is a singer-songwriter, teaching artist, writer, animal advocate and activist, and vegan. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Susan Andrea Warmington.
How do I live?
Jazz Makin'.
just what I do. I really don't know.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Susan Andrea Warmington via Skype in New Orleans. Susan is a singer-songwriter, teaching artist, writer, animal advocate, activist, and vegan. Thanks again, Susan, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here, too. And so I'm really looking forward to this topic with you. I see the human race in an evolutionary stage right now, coming out of an old paradigm based on violence and exploitation and shifting into this new vegan paradigm of healing and harmony and mutual harmlessness for all beings. And so could you take that further?
I think that people are finally becoming really aware of how feeling and intelligent and wonderful animals are, due to, you know, there's so much exposure of all the wonderfulness of animals on social media. Animals rescuing other animals and rescuing people, and, you know, the sweetness that they bring to human beings' lives. And even though we've come a far way, I do think we have so much further to go, because there's still that overlay of, well, yeah, they're adorable, but they're still animals. Like, they're still just animals. I hate that, you know, but it's a fact for so many people. Oh, well, we love that animal, but we're not so nice to the animals on the farm, or we're dreadful to the animals in the jungle. So I really do believe that we have a lot more steps to take in losing our arrogance, because I overheard a conversation about, you know, some people were saying, I think on some online forum, it was some kind of radio thing, and they were talking about how animals were just, you know, they're wonderful creatures, but they're just not as intelligent as human beings. Well, I do believe that animals are more intelligent than human beings. It's just that they have been placed in a world of human convenience. People have to recognize the power and the sentience and the amazing intelligence of animals before I really think there will be enough equality for my taste.
Yes, and I see a lot of oppression, deception, and manipulation happening worldwide to humanity. And as a student of deep veganism, I understand that as a boomerang effect of humanity's collective actions towards the animals for, you know, tens of thousands of years now.
Yeah.
And do you see that happening too with the stripping of rights of humans, forced medical procedures on humans, etc.? Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. I do think that you can compare everything that is done to animals is certainly put back on humanity. Like any kind of malpractice, any kind of abuse, is whatever has been done to animals, it ricochets, it backfires, it's applied almost immediately back on humanity, you know? And, you know, if you're spiritual enough, you will say it is karma. But, you know, I think human beings really have to recognize that once we start treating our fellow brother and sister animals with love and compassion and equal value, that a lot of the things that are so untoward and so negative in our human family will dissolve and dissipate.
We're listening to Susan Andrea Warmington, originally from Jamaica, joining us from New Orleans. Susan is a singer-songwriter, teaching artist, writer, animal advocate, activist, and vegan. Thank you very much, Susan. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. Are there any other additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, just never turn a blind eye to our animal friends. Really study them. Because if you're brave, you will know that they do not belong on your plate. They belong free and happy, and the sharers and the intelligent beings that they are. They share, they love, they cry. Please be mindful of how special and wonderful our brother and sister animals are. Don't turn a blind eye, please.
Thank you.
Do remember that singing is like a sonic vitamin, you know? So I do hope that you will come and sing with me, because intentional singing for healing is so important for all of us at this time. Singing can really improve your health.
That's right. Thank you, Susan.
Yes.
Yes, and I find that, especially for vegans, that it's challenging in this world in 2022 because of there's so much suffering and violence to humans and the other animals. And so finding avenues and groups and connections such as what you're doing to help with healing, and especially with singing, that's really helpful. Thank you.
I do hope that all vegan women will come and join me in my little gorgeous singing course, because guess what? We need to support each other. And singing together as women vegans will really uplift all our spirits as a community.
That's for sure. Thank you, Susan Andrea Warmington.
Thank you, Marlene. It was so much fun talking to you again.
You too.
Always so much fun.
Oh, thank you. And also thank you for being open to discussing some of the current contemporary events with the situation the globe is in, because a lot of people, including vegans, don't want to talk about it,
yeah.
Especially for vegans who might feel this way, but they're afraid to talk about it. And they'll just hear one little sentence. It's like, oh, okay. You know, I feel like, okay, we've got a community.
Yeah.
We've got a tribe.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. It's crimes against humanity. It's really bad. But I'm going to keep the faith
yeah.
that we're going to overcome it and come into a world of freedom. And I personally believe that veganism is necessary for that, because we need to free those, the other animals.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the energies.
Absolutely.
And I know that you're aware of that, too, because of your higher consciousness, all
yeah.
about the vibrations and the energies. You know, everybody has to be free. We're one.
Yes, absolutely. And it's like, people, it's just like, you know, it's stuck on a loop. These people keep saying, well, you know, they're marching around with their signs and they're, you know, lobbying and they're doing this, that, and the other. But it's never going to change until animals are free. It's like never, you know, so it gets tiring. It gets
mm-hmm.
tiring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I
but you're
you.
Hopeful, so I'm hopeful.
Good.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Susan. And what contact information can you leave for our listeners?
Well, you can find me right now on Eventbrite. Please come and follow me, and you will see all the information there that you need to contact me. But I would love to have my followers on Eventbrite, because that's where I'm going to be living for a while and singing for a while and sharing for a while. So please come and see me on Eventbrite.
Thank you, Susan Andrea Warmington. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Of course. My pleasure, Marlene.
Okay, thanks again, Susan.
Okie doke, Marlene.
Okay.
Soon talk again.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. And much thanks to Susan Andrea Warmington. Please join us again next week on Vegan Nation. Here's an announcement of an upcoming vegan event in New York City, the Animal Rights March, NYC 22. The Animal Rights March is designed to unite the vegan community, spread the vegan message, inspire us all to speak up, get active for oppressed animals, and accelerate animal liberation. Saturday, August 27th, 2022. Startup location, the Flatiron Building on Broadway, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. That was No Bones, No Blood by Jah Sung, featuring Ras Attitude and Luton Fire.
We synchronize with the most eyes vision.
No bones, no blood in our kitchen.
Let's go out with music by another vegan musician. Diesel, Automatic. This is They Don't Care About Us. As vegan animal liberation activists, this is for those enslaved in the laboratories, lab animal breeding facilities, animal agriculture, and more. The powers that be, they don't care about us.
Do you know your enemy? They plans and who they posse is. Fast food, tobacco, alcohol, industry lobbyists. Banks, oil, weapons, and pharmaceutical companies. They all in this together, because misery's where the money be. The government's a business, that's the bottom line.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management.
People selling it, the ultimate result is a decrease in your intelligence. Billions of dollars spent on research and development by advertising agencies to keep you in the element. PR companies writing the news who think it's heaven sent. Same people who be writing speeches for the president. Me, I never had. They create the problem, and the way that they react is with a solution they claim is to save us, when in reality their aim's to enslave us. Governments conducting fear-based psyops.
This song is New World Disorder by Diesel. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Hear this program again at vegansradio.com.
It's a transition, a transhumanism in a world where free thinking can land you in prison.
Human freedom requires animal liberation. As we sow, we reap. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Sacrificial slaughter. Safety's what they begging for, but danger's what they headed toward. A world in which freedom is based on social credit score. Gotta trust the science and the ones who check the facts. Free thinking is a crime and you are guilty, it's a fact.
A world for the
human life. They
put
it in our water and our food. They don't care about us. And they cut it off for sickness and disease. Why they strip us of our civil liberties. They don't care about us.
Human freedom requires animal liberation. Be fair, be vegan.